The Sealaska Heritage Institute recently published the Beginning Tlingit Workbook. It's part of an ongoing effort to revitalize Tlingit and is free online. KTOO's Carter Barrett visited a Juneau Public Library workshop to learn about the language and the workbook.
Wasa
E-A-T. That's perfect.
Wasa E-A-T.
So it's like
This isn't a class, and there is no teacher. About 15 people are participating in a Tlingit language learning workshop at the library. The group of natives and non-natives are learning a language that only around 100 people speak fluently. The non-structured workshop works the complicated sounds and structure of the Tlingit language. On this particular night, they are using pages from the workbook to teach different greetings and responses.
No.
I don't think there's really an emphasis.
Well, it's not so much emphasis as it is. So the
I spoke with a few of the people there. Daniel Hernandez was fascinated with the few Tlingit words he learned in his training as a seasonal tour guide in Juneau. He's made going to the Monday night workshop part of his routine.
The information that I got briefed on just really started to fascinate me. So I wanted to learn more. And I wanted to learn more and more and more. So far, it's amazing. I really love the class. Yeah, I'm really learning a lot.
Gwene Lance Twitchell authored the workbook. He's a fluent Tlingit speaker and professor at the University of Southeast Alaska. I got in touch with him while he was teaching a culture camp in Yakutat. He's been at the forefront of revitalizing the Tlingit language, which was nearly destroyed through colonialist efforts that forbid Native children from speaking their language.
If Tlingit is gone, and if nobody's teaching it, then you have a total assimilation and a total linguistic and cultural genocide because people came and attacked this language and really tried to remove it.
The workbook is an extension of the Beginning Tlingit book by Richard and Nora Dauenhauer and uses a lot of illustrations and pictures to help teach the language.
It would be strange to think to go live in some rural part of France or something and just go spend my life there and never learn the language. But you can expect that in indigenous areas, and that's part of the sort of colonial mindset.
So on the front of this, you'll see forming Tlingit questions.
Twitchell hopes that in 30 years, there will be around 5,000 fluent Tlingit speakers. In Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett.